Prime Minister Samak Sundaraway, in a nationally broadcast address Thursday morning, dismissed reports he was preparing to stand down to end weeks of anti-government protests. In a defiant speech, Mr. Samak said the whole world was watching the unfolding events and he would not abandon ship. He says he will not resign and he will not dissolve Parliament, as he must stay to protect democracy. Mr. Samak was elected last December in the first elections held after a coup in 2006, ousted Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra. Just hours earlier, a leading English-language daily newspaper declared in a banner headline, Samak on the brink of exit, because of the Foreign Minister's resignation on Wednesday. Sompop Manorangsang, an economist at Chulalongkorn University, says Mr. Samak's decision will worsen the situation.
The tension in the Thai society is going to be much more serious and much more critical from now on. Because as we can see that now, we can see on wall of people, even the businessmen, economic lecturers around the country, even the senior high school students coming out to for the government to resign or to dissolve the parliament.
Sompop warned of the protests spreading, and as they do, becoming more difficult to control. The People's Alliance for Democracy has led the protests for nearly 4 months. The PAD says Mr. Samak acts as a nominee for former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra, who recently fled to Britain to avoid trial on corruption charges. Mr. Thaksin says he is innocent. Last week, PAD supporters escalated the protests by occupying the compound of the main government office building. They remained there despite court orders to leave and the imposition of a state of emergency, which bans large gatherings. In a move seen as trying to defuse the situation, the Cabinet Thursday announced it would hold a national referendum asking voters to decide whether the government should resign or dissolve Parliament. Mr. Samak says he hopes the Senate will approve the referendum quickly, so the vote could be held early next month. Krysak Chunawan, a member of Parliament from the opposition Democrat Party, says the protests are spreading and are now in 15 cities, while 45 Labour unions pledge to support the PAD. The crisis, he says, undermines the administration of the country.
The government is completely paralyzed, and yet the stubbornness and the abrasiveness and the arrogance of the Prime Minister remains unabated. And the only solution is the resignation of this Prime Minister.
Despite the protests, the country is calm and operating normally. The Army Chief says that troops called in to enforce the state of emergency want to keep it that way. He rules out using force against demonstrators. The crisis is the most severe since 2006, when after months of massive protests, the military ousted Prime Minister Thaksin and imposed a military-led government. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.